wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Merry, merry. Happy, happy. Brothers Unit.
Yeah, it's Boxing Day, and this episode will probably be live the day after Boxing Day. I got time to edit.
Fresh to the people.
Yeah.
This is the time when people need podcasts, though, because most people with lives are living their lives, and then there's people like us that are podcasting. But I think a lot of the big shows, you know, they pre-record stuff. They've got stuff in the tank, but we want to keep something fresh for you in the holidays.
Yeah, live reactions.
Yeah, this is what it's all about this time of year.
So, everyone, what'd you guys get for Christmas?
Ooh, it was pretty good. Nothing exciting, nothing crazy. Lisa's mom kind of won Christmas. She got me like 5 really little thoughtful presents from like interactions we had throughout the years.
Ooh.
Or the year, nice. Like, even. It was just like, how did you remember all these things? It was kind of too nice. It was a lot, you know, very subtle, simple, like certain chocolate bars and things that we were joking about. Pretty funny. So
that's sweet.
Overall, good Christmas. Carter got a guitar.
What? You got a guitar and you haven't sent
you
pictures?
Did.
Oh, no, I got a guitar pedal. Oh, no, my kid got a guitar.
So it means you got a guitar too.
Yeah, I guess so. It's kid size, though.
It is kid size? Okay.
It is, yeah.
So what?
3/4 size plus.
You can rip it.
That's
I do rip on it. Yeah. And then I got a cast iron Dutch oven. So I'm like, I need something I can play with. So I bought a Digitech Whammy pedal on Boxing Day sale.
You went full in.
Always wanted it. Always wanted that pedal.
That's awesome, man.
You of all people have one, which isn't really, you know, you don't really
associate. I have the drop version of it. I have the drop.
But you have like the DT big $600 version, right?
Nope.
Oh, you just have the drop, the little pedal?
Yes. I just use it for tuning.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Because I was, so I got it on sale and then there was like the $600 with the drop built in. I'm like, I don't want to spend $600 on a pedal. I get like a PlayStation 5 for this much.
Yeah.
And then I totally forgot because I have played your drop pedal and I was Googling the drop and I was like, okay, I'll get the big Whammy now and then I'll get the drop like next year or something like that.
The drop's built into the Whammy. Pedals.
On the high-end Whammy, I've got
on
the...
On yours?
No.
Is yours the Whammy DT?
No, mine's the Whammy 5.
Oh, yours
5.
Is the Whammy Whammy. Okay, well, yeah. Brent, what do you think about
that? Yeah, well, mine's regular 400 and the DT is regular 600.
Brent, what did you get for Christmas?
Well, I did win the Nintendo lottery months ago.
Okay.
So I bought and then stored up a Switch 2.
Ooh,
that was a family present, but
it was hidden this entire time.
I did when I got it, made sure it worked, so put my old account on it, so old stuff crossed over.
Oh, nice.
And stupid kids are only playing New Super Mario Brothers 2 because all the crappy side scrolling ones. Cause it's on
those are the best regarded
download
ones.
Account, so they're playing 10-year-old terrible game.
Oh,
so
no.
Now, is there any physical games?
Oh yeah,
you could. Yeah, my parents did get them a game on a little disc.
Okay.
And you didn't have to download the whole thing. It came like actually on, which
that's
doesn't always happen.
That's pretty amazing, because I feel like Carter, it's like official that we can say you won with physical media. Like, it turns out it took 10 years of us making fun of you and now you have what everyone craves. Which
except,
is the real thing.
Except, now I bought like 10 comic books today, so I'm not completely out of it. But I have been getting into digital comic books, like Marvel Unlimited DC Universe.
But is it still something you have?
No, it's a it's Netflix for comics, basically. So with
it's like, and
so
how
sad.
Expensive?
That's a sad
how expensive
sentence.
Is it?
12 cents a year for Marvel for the entire year. It's I signed up for an annual subscription, so it works out to like $6.50 a month, which gets much like a single comic book cost now. It's like $6 and includes shipping in there for my comic store in Toronto. It's insane.
Trevor, this is probably one of those things that it's my fault again. Because I just shared with Carter that I found, or I just finally searched for it. It was very easy to find, but there is just websites that have every comic ever digitized on them in like perfect definition. It. Of course.
Yeah, that's like what you do.
So, could get a membership.
I read 5 issues today, and it picks up where I left off and stuff, and it's, you know, curated in the proper order. So it's nice. It's worth the $6.
This is perfect. No, I am.
Yours would have the new stuff though. While like this has like only like the last, like it doesn't have the latest 4 months. Well, yeah, Pirate.
This was just a
like,
stubborn.
This came out 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. I just tried to stubborn my way through, and I'm disgusted by it. But there is some sort of comic event. I still just trying to get into the head of a comic reader, like a comic book store person. So I'm going through every of the 60 books that are in this 3-month thing just to see how it all works together. And guess what? It's all junk.
What is it? What series?
Yes, X-Men. It's all junk.
Oh, which one? Age of
Extinction? It's like guess what? There's a dark future.
It's like the sequel to Age of Apocalypse. There.
Nobody cares, Carter. But guess what? Everything's gone bad. And at the end of 3 issues, almost everyone dies every little time.
Yeah, get into
how
X-Men.
Do people get like 6? How is it possible that there's 60 books just of X-Men a month? And then every named, like, if you like. Name a character, and I guarantee you there's like 10 different books a month made by the
character. Bandits.
I think it's more like, what, 20? Like, honestly, how many X-Men books are there a month? 22? 20? 25, maybe?
Unless it's all just a loss leader, and they're just like, we're going to lose. Who cares? We'll pay 200 people to make books.
Or maybe it's some way
but
to keep
be
the
a couple
for
good,
movies
but,
or something.
But then they'll, yeah, it's like somebody's going to make a story and we'll turn it into a movie.
That is
as
true,
long as
well,
you
because
can,
what
as long
I read
as you
two
can
issues
get one
today
idea
of
a year, you make $1 billion.
Yeah, because I read 2 issues of a Thor series from 2012, Jason Aaron's start of his run, and it's all about like the God Butcher, and that's what the last Thor movie was about. So, and how much do you pay for a script these days in Hollywood? Like $3 million or something. So, I guess if you can sort of make a little bit of cash on the nerds, and then you know, just use that as your movie.
It's just so unhealthy. It's really sick.
But I guess with the unlimited now, it doesn't matter how many issues there are.
That's
out
true.
A month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all unlimited. But if you're physically buying that stuff, like it's insane.
You're just doing the opposite thing again, though. Nobody wants digital comics.
No.
They want their hoard.
Now, I still get like Fantastic Four, Captain America, Batman, and Action Comics a month. So I get 4 books a month. But, you know, the big guys. But let's talk about more how I won. Come on, Trevor.
Okay.
Yeah. So should instead of buying this whammy pedal, should I just bought a digitalized version of it?
Why?
I don't know. That's the way
you got your
effects. Well, I guess so.
You're hardcore. Well, you're gonna pull the what's his name?
Tom Morello.
Harvard. No, I think it's fun. It's probably an awesome pedal just to rock out on.
Yeah, I thought you had one. Huh.
No, I just have the drop, and I have the Boss Poly too, and I have the pitch ones because I use them because I'm playing in different keys.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not a sexy pedal to have for me. It's a like work tool.
When you find that your enemies are using Sora, like AI videos things, and have their faces loaded into them,
they become characters.
So how deep do you think? Yes, so Now the
someone's a character. That means like Sora
took
knows,
3D
like,
pictures of their face. Like they have to scan your face and probably do the 360 of yourself, and then you're just available
for anybody to use, pretty much.
Yeah, but you'd get notified if you put Carter on there. You get a notice saying someone made this video about you.
So
getting
what?
Chocolate, yeah, getting chocolate ice cream soft serve poured from onto your face from out of frame, for example.
Chunky chocolate yogurt,
yeah,
poured from off frame. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be like, hey, someone's used your character. You're like, oh, who? Oh, the president.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh no.
Yeah. I just think that's
why would you put yourself into Sora? That's not good.
It definitely isn't. But if you're all, you know, maybe you're afraid of getting microchipped.
Maybe they're just all in on, maybe they're all in on the tech bro world now, right? Because that's where the grift has gone, is to trust the tech overlords.
You're not a fan of government microchipping you, but you're okay with the Sora crew having retinal scans of you.
We're okay with Palantir, yeah. That's great, but I don't want that vaccine with the microchip, but I'll upload every digital dust print I can make of my existence to the machine. Yeah.
I did hear a beautiful twist on, I don't know, games of hide and seek today. People talking about like youth group activities. So with the anti-government types, it's like, well, I guess Mennonites, maybe they have reasons to hide from the government, but that's the youth group game is like hide from the government coming to get you.
And that's the game.
Yeah, like that's
instead of hide and seek, it's called hide from the government.
Yeah, the government people are coming to get you.
That's true. You know, in what, 1912, the kids were forced to go to school instead of working on the farm. Mm-hmm. And then they were expelled from Russia in the, late 1800s. Never got over that.
They could use a little government.
Yeah, it's funny that Sora just giving the world your face to 3D scan and do whatever with in reasonably realistic things just seems like a bad idea.
Oh, but what is if the content is so killer and so funny? You just can't say no.
Oh, that's quality, yeah. Because his ideas are so funny. He's basically going to be the next Scorsese. He's going to prompt it.
Trevor, do you like my prompts, or they mean nothing to you?
They're pretty experimenting.
Just for like a little personal thing.
Like,
I think it's fun once in a while. I think that's about the best use of it. Five second
funny
videos.
Stupid and funny. That's all the internet was supposed to be, Brent. Mm-hmm. Stupid and funny. That was the only point of the internet, and instead we ended up with fascism. We started off with stupid and funny, and it was perfect, and it was beautiful, and then we ended up with fascism.
Yeah, I thought the idea of Carter getting run off the road in his electric car by hillbillies was funny in a storm.
See, that's what the internet is made for. You're bringing it back,
but at the same time, thank you. That did cross my mind when it was a little bit of a sketchy, rushing back to get home before the snowstorm.
So it
starts.
Gave you a little warning, like it made you conscientious.
Saw my potential.
Well, I think you should upload your existence to it then, because it saved your life. So I think you owe it your life, Carter.
Yeah, we can make ads for you.
For me or starring me?
Well, both. Your business. People
for your business, starring you, but cooler. take this guy and add 20%. What would 20% cooler Carter look like? Like a face tattoo and a gold tooth? A grill? Nick. Carter would have a grill and more of his buttons undone.
I think it would just want make. I think it would just be makeup.
Makeup? Yeah, but he's tastefully made up.
Yeah, no, but cool makeup, like eyeliner.
Yeah, but he's already good at that.
Well, you don't use eyeliner, right, Carter?
No.
No, so it'd look good. Like, it would be...
Okay, so we got eyeliner. He gets a gold or grill or something in his mouth.
I would pick man bun, which I kind of think would be cool. I think they're cool. I can't grow one.
Oh, yeah, I have one, kind of. I can do that.
Carter, have you ever tried one?
I had one today.
That's cool.
Maybe I am 20% cooler since you last saw me. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I always wanted one of those gold teeth like Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
Butch Walker's got one.
Like one in the front? That'd be so fun. Do you guys have it? Do either of you have gold teeth?
No.
Like nothing? I have a gold molar in my back.
Oh, cool.
Because it cracked, right? And it wasn't bothering me at all. But my dentist was like, yeah, you're fine until you're not. And then it's going to suck until you can see me. And then the insurance approved it. He's like, yeah, for this much more, you can just put a gold on top of it. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't think there was something normal people get. That's cool.
It's the best card. It feels so good, too.
Did insurance cover that part? You just had to...
No, I had to pay an extra $600.
You could have got a whammy pedal DT.
That's okay. I got a gold tooth now, Carter.
Good point.
That's pretty cool. Imagine getting a front one. Oh, it'd be rad. Yeah.
Just off to the side a little, like when you're incisors.
Oh, but I mean, not the front two, but the one next to it would be a hardcore statement.
Mm-hmm. You'd be licking it all day.
It's so smooth, though. Gold tooth is so smooth and so soft. Oh, it's great. Great. No regrets. Gold tooth. 20% cooler. Speaking of cooler, Ice Dome. Have you heard of the new Flin Flon project? It's like an episode of The Simpsons.
There's something going on with CBC Manitoba and Flin Flon. It's like they've got like a 2 week. We're going to put Flin Flon at the top of the story, top of the news every
2 weeks. Flin Flon makes the news.
Huh.
Because it's the best.
Ice Dome. Is it an outdoor arena?
It's like a giant building they're making, but it's out of ice, and there's going to be concerts in there.
Well, you're not... Oh, okay. Well, Elkhorn Ranch has got apparently the biggest outdoor snow lodge. So which one's bigger? The Flin Flon one?
If Crystal Cult is doing it, it's going to win. Okay, I'm going to tell you that.
Okay, it's 56-foot long arc. And let
is
me go.
It enclosed? Yeah,
it's exact same. It's the exact same design as Elkhorn Ranch.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so 56 feet. Let me go see what Elkhorn's is. Okay.
Is there a roof made out of ice?
Yep. It is a totally iced building. Done to code with like entertainment inside all winter.
How?
I don't know. Okay. This is the Flin Flon. This is their plan. This is their winter 2026 Ice Dome.
Oh my God. We've got ourselves a controversy. So the one at Clear Lake, it says it'll be the largest enclosed snow structure in Western Canada, standing 16 feet tall and stretching 48 feet long. This is a one-of-a-kind winter event venue.
And then Flin Flon comes
in. One of a kind. And then Flin Flon's 56 feet. Yeah. And 14 feet tall.
It's funny because I know both people. I know the people at the Elkhorn and I know the people at Flin Flon. I should put them in touch.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the guy building it is in touch with both. taking them for both their. Yeah, this is one of a kind.
Well, I could add 3 more feet, but it's not going to be cheap. It is a Simpsons episode. It's like Springfield versus Shelbyville fighting to build the Ice Dome, to build a monorail.
Crystal Colt, City of Flin Flons, Director of Culture and Community Initiatives, yeah, says funding was put up by Trevor and Manitoba Chambers of Commerce.
I don't want you going in that ice storm.
The lodge is expected to open January 30th for the festival-style weekend until sometime in March. I wonder who's going to be there.
I'm back March 21st.
Oh, it. While Clear Lake has signature experiences like the Frost and Fire Festival. One of a kind.
It's only going to be for a bunch of Flin Flonders to party in, but hey, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited to go back.
I just don't understand. How do you build a 56-foot dome, a ring of ice in the air?
It looks like a lot of wood and a lot of, like, to brace it initially and, like, snow
and
machines.
You take
like
the wood away? Hills.
Yeah.
That would have been my guess, but...
They could just leave it. I would be totally fine with that. You know what? How about we just leave the wood? For the whole not dying thing.
Maybe I can hold on to your drop pedal before you go in. We'll see what happens.
How are you going to have all my pedals?
Oh.
There's so many, though. You don't want them all. When do you come to visit, Carter?
Out of BC?
Yeah. Bring the fam. They'll love it. There's so much nature.
Yeah, maybe you might have to.
Could
maybe
Wilder
like
and
August?
Their room?
We've got... We're going to London in February, and then I'm going to Toronto in April. So maybe in August we could go to Vancouver and Powell.
It's just really beautiful out here, so you'd have a place to crash. You could have two rooms and a garage. Brent, you're always welcome, you know that. Your kids are busy, though. Yeah.
Nah. This Sunday is going to be the end of me, for sure. I have time to kill in Winnipeg. So I made the mistake of asking Seth what if he wanted to see a movie. He looked.
Oh.
There's only one.
Oh, no.
Avatar.
Yeah. And he said he wants to go.
I could see you enjoying it.
It's 3 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Has he seen the first two?
Kind of. Yeah, the second.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know if I can... Yeah. I think that's the end.
You just gotta...
That's so much.
Doze off for 4 hours.
But every other movie seems to have not... Like, Christmas is supposed to be movie time, right?
I don't know.
So there's Avatar. Is just everyone else just gave up. It's like
the Billy Joel. I mean, no, sorry, the Neil Diamond one.
There's
like funny one.
Anaconda, and there's an Anaconda.
Yeah, an Anaconda.
Reimagining.
That's what you need. You need a music's one. You need a Jack Black one because you always got to have a Jack Black movie.
That terrible looking Timothy Chalamet ping pong movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Marty Supreme.
But I just.
So you got your comedy, you got your art piece, you got your music, and then what's the other one? Oh, and then you got James Cameron. You get your free
Five Nights at Freddy's, Yeah, but okay, that ping pong movie, like is anybody in the world going to buy a ticket to maybe I don't know my Timothy too much.
It's supposed
Does
to
he
be
matter?
A great movie, but
is it?
Who
saw
knows?
Previews for it. It was, it was in all the previews for good summer movies when I got in a lucky streak, but I just don't know. Is he a ping pong rebel? Troubled ping pong guy?
Ping pong?
I think it is.
Yeah, it comes back from a career-ending injury, ping pong. Ping pong.
We better get more ping pong tables at our school then, because when this movie comes out, it's going to be the popular club at lunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you had tables, they'd be popular.
Extra small, long men's shirts. All the tall, skinny guys playing ping pong.
Sure, if you had ping pong tables, they'd be popular.
Oh, they are. There's Ping Pong Club at lunch.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's four going all the time. Right in the Great Hall.
Mm-hmm. Ping Pong still might be my greatest athletic. I beat a ranked player, top 10 in province.
No way.
In high school.
That's pretty wild, though.
Impressive.
Just by only doing the little soft, like refusing to play the proper way.
Just playing short only?
Short only backspin, so never
it's
getting
sort of like
into
being
the,
a Street Fighter expert and playing a button masher.
Mm-hmm. Just Chun-Li and just jumping and kicking with Chun-Li so, over and over.
So he could never get his top spin rolling, and he rage quit. So I can really do a back chop and keep the ball low and dead. Yeah.
Okay, random question about Slurpees of the week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I haven't had Slurpee in so long. Shoot, go ahead.
In minutes. Actually, no, I'm in Vancouver. I haven't had a Slurpee in a couple days.
How about those drinks I got for Christmas?
Yeah, you were getting some fancy import drinks.
Oh, unbelievable.
Tariffs on those.
We're talking ice cream sundae, A&W root beer.
That's cream amazing. Soda,
cream soda Pepsi, strawberries and cream Pepsi, Shirley Temple, Temple 7-Up. Oh.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the ice cream sundae A&W possible? It can't live up. Is it just A&W with some vanilla syrup in it?
Is it everything we think it could be? Like, is it really as good
or
as an ice cream sundae?
Wilder thought it tasted like coffee and he didn't drink it, so I drank his. Yeah, I couldn't put it down. Is unreal.
Did it taste like an actual root beer float?
I don't know. It's its own thing, but it was
okay. So root beer's already vanilla-y. Like, A&W's got vanilla already. I think that name is just a lot to live up to. An American A&W is it American or British? Or
some of the stuff is British, some of the stuff is A&W. Ice cream sundae, I'm trying to find it here.
That's just because American A&W is trash, right?
Yeah,
like it's garbage food, even for Americans.
Which is
That's
big...
bizarre to me. But I prefer, like, you guys prefer Coke over Pepsi, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Brent, you like
Pepsi
host, or Coke?
But yes.
Okay.
That just might
because
be my
I find in Slurpees, Pepsi is much better than Coke. And I feel bad every time I go for like a soda flavor plain. I always go Pepsi with Slurpees because I find Pepsi Slurpees have a better like texture than the Coke ones.
See that?
I like the Coke flavor, but the Pepsi ones like they last till the end better.
Yeah. Like a cherry Coke has never lived up to the hype for me.
Oh, and even a good Dr. Pepper Slurpee is hard to find at the right consistency. It's not too watery. Because a Dr. Pepper Slurpee kind of shimmers and glistens. It's kind of got a shine. It's kind of got a shimmer to it. It really does. It's a thing of beauty. You're going to listen to a grown man.
No, I just saw something on Reddit talking about the A&W ice cream. It's terrible. It's not selling. I work for a distributor in the Midwest, and we can't get to this stuff because it tastes like crap, and no one buys it more than once. It tastes like someone ate a bunch of chocolate and pooped in a barrel of A&W root beer. Major disappointment.
Oh,
no, it's back and forth. People are saying it's the world's best. Some people are saying it's terrible. Tastes like a hot fudge sundae Pop-Tart. Oh.
We Americans just really don't like A&W.
Oh, and then I was watching regular normal TV because I'm here. I'm in Vancouver. I'm at the in-laws and they have like normal television. I'm always confused what we're watching. And like, changing the channel. I'm like, what's how are you? I'm like, oh, you're on TV. It's very weird. Because they also have streaming and they use it a lot too. So they just love consuming shows. They're the kind of people when they see a commercial for the new season of this show that's just starting, they're like, oh, we'll check it out. It's like they're like the dream clientele of like television watchers.
Yeah.
Where they're like, they'll give everything a try and like look it over. And it's just hilarious. It's very weird. It's just like they are those people. But
have
I was
seen,
watching
like Hudson and Rex.
I don't know.
Marathons? No. Okay.
Cracker. No, you know, just whatever's the football shows.
A lot of Hallmark this time of year though.
Ooh, love it.
Like we crush Hallmarks. I've seen about 10 in a day.
Do you stop cold turkey on the 25th, or are you still there's some bleed over on the 26th?
I don't think there's any. We'll see what happens after we get off the air tonight when I go up there. We'll see what we're watching. I have a feeling it's still gonna be Hallmark themed. I had an idea where the guy dies at the tree farm and they plant him under the tree and the tree comes back as a person and it haunts the city and becomes the mayor. It wasn't, I guess they didn't like it, but it'd be cool to have like a Hallmark horror Christmas movie.
Rick, you're full of good ideas for Hallmark.
Oh, I am. Absolutely. I'm like the B-stock Hallmark writer, the off-brand, the lost leader. Lost Leader is a great name for a band.
There's like an opening band or something.
Yeah. It's the Lost Leader. So it's even a good name for a song. No, but anyway, I was watching TV.
Yeah.
And that's what I was forgot is that I just want to give you an update about a certain island with treasure.
Yes.
And it turns out this time there might be treasure, guys. They found some coins.
Fen treasure?
No, Oak Island.
Oak Island.
Carter, do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I knew exactly what you were talking about. just
instantly. Like they have been looking since I was before university. This has been the year. It's like the Leafs winning. It's like the Leafs winning the cup or the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. It's happening right away. This is the year on Oak Island, and it's been the year on Oak Island for like so many years. And then I saw a television commercial and they're like, on the island. And I'm like, huh. Yeah, as if it would be Oak Island. And they're like, season 14 of Oak Island. We found something. And it's like, oh my God. People are still watching the show. It could be the greatest con job in the history of television. Carter, are you not aware of it?
So it's called Oak Island. I think we've talked about it before, maybe.
It's a TV show called The Treasure of Oak Island, where these guys in New Brunswick or something have an island. And the whole premise is that this is where that special drainage system, like
traps, yes,
where all the traps are, and you can't get to the final treasure. A pirate buried it down there, and that's
on History Channel. Yeah, okay, yeah.
And this has been going on series, for, yeah. Like they have dug that, they have removed that island from the earth 6 times over and relocated it inside the ocean. At this point, they have dug up every cubic millimeter of this island. But somehow every year they come back and this might be the year where they found it. Like it is so old and it's the same people. And I thought when it was coming on, it was a new island and it was a joke, but then it was actually still on the air. I can't believe that show is still on the air. That's incredible. A show like they say Seinfeld is about nothing. No. Treasure of Oak Island is really a show about nothing. Is there something funny about the people? Is it like characters?
Yeah, you know, the treasure's just the background for the relationship.
Is old Stinky, you know, and then there's Clements, and Clements is a prospector, and then they got Gus.
I think people just like it. There is books. I remember reading Oak Island books. Highest, like,
oh, of
a
course,
long,
but,
long time
but
ago. It
how
was,
many
first
seasons?
It was a book series.
How many seasons can you go on the same damn island finding nothing?
Well, there's different ways to get the water to go down a bit lower, but then
it's a small island.
I wish they kept all the holes. They could have made it very clear that even if it's a hole per season that you just work on. Yeah.
That's normally what it
they've
is.
They've got to be pretty close to each other.
I can't believe that's a show. But as crazy as it sounds, that's like an actual, like, to me, it's like, oh, that's a real History Channel show. Like, put a little history compared to some of the things now on the History Channel. Oh, that mulled wine is getting me, boys. Finished off the brandy in the batch.
So speaking of TV shows, if I can talk to you about the hottest TV show right now.
You're going to tell us about a TV show?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take us into the new year. Take us into the new year.
Well, it is right up our alley.
I think I know what show you're talking about.
Okay.
Do you know Heated Rivalry?
Yeah.
Canadian.
Oh, I saw some kind of ad about it. It's about gay hockey players, and it's getting people all riled up.
Maybe it's based on
Ovechkin.
But okay, so there's just
it's
the part
really
that,
sexy, right?
Well, it's I don't know when I tried showing Allison because it should be up her alley, but the actors at the start of it look young. She was like, ew, and I'm not.
Oh, these are boys.
Yeah, like it's okay, so it does seem to go over the season goes over a good 10-year span, but so first Shane Hollander of Canada and Ilya Razanov of Russia meet before the Prospects Cup, which is like
when
6 months later, they're drafted to the NHL. So they're like seven. They're young.
Oh, boy.
And they have a chance encounter at a hotel gym.
Do they ever?
The following year's
like,
prospect.
Like you and
Cup.
Goku.
Yeah. So after filming a commercial the next year. So I guess they're 19. Is that okay that they start to, after filming a commercial, so I guess they're skating around, getting sweaty, and they shower together after that and get all turned on, and then the sex starts.
To answer your question.
So is it okay for, like, old women, like, for is it okay for adults to be getting that hot and bothered boat?
19-year-olds? It'd be creepy if it was girls, too, I think. But it used to be always that. Like, that's all media was in, like, you know, the late 70s to late 80s. Was just that. It was just young, hot women, right? And now with it being guys, it's a little bit weird. But I think even now it would be weird if it was just hot young girls, the TV show. Where this is kind of just hot young guys, the TV show. I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know what the right age for people to be that excited
about
it is.
It's not for kids. It's not for, like, teenagers.
It's based on a book.
It's, like, not for young audiences, though. It's, like, a mature show.
I think it's, like, a Crave level one.
Oh, so it's, like, HBO level.
No, it's
but it's Canadian made.
Letterkenny and whatever shores he, which I've never watched.
Oh, okay. So
made
it's
in,
not
it is
full,
made in Canada.
It's not full
which are,
HBO.
Which are like feels like Trailer Park Boys wannabes, but people seem to like them.
Okay, I'm sending you the first picture into the Discord.
Oh, you've not seen Shoresy, Carter?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's actually funny. I've watched a little bit of it, actually, somehow.
Yeah,
it's got
Heart of Gold, comedy show.
It's actually a great show, yeah. You would actually get a kick out of it, and it's fun.
Interesting.
Yep, Shoresy's not bad. Like, it's actually not bad.
There, I sent you a picture of our young hockey guys. They're just, oh, geez. It's young to me.
This is in the group chat for, this is on the record. Let's see.
Oh, first I see impressions. That's just a face-off scene, but that's...
It's kind of like hot could sex be at Hogwarts.
Like they could that's be what it 16. Feels like to me.
Hogwarts is a little young. This feels very Hogwarts age. This is like late years Harry Potter. Could they be having hot, steamy sex scenes?
Legally, the actors probably could.
Could, but would people want to see that?
Yes.
Well, then we got a show, boys. We got a show. And it looks like we got a show. So there's your answer to your question. It's okay.